But the bottom line of what we found, and let's get to that, because that's the important thing. For years and years, both on your show and on Arts, I've been talking about this hyperdimensional physics. And it's been a theory. It's been decoded from a set of ruins on Mars. It's been, you know, looked at in terms of our research into, you know, the origins of modern physics over 100 years ago in England, with giants like Gauss and Maxwell and Faraday and people like that. But until a few months ago, I didn't have hands-on laboratory, you know, kick the furniture kind of result right. that I could stand up and talk about.
And give me your definition, Richard, of hyperdimensional physics. What does that mean?
Well, hyper means beyond, and dimensional beyond this set of three dimensions.
All right.
All it is a physics which starts at a higher dimension and somehow percolates down into our familiar three dimensions of space and one of time.
Okay.
And it makes, as any physics, you know, attempts to do, it makes certain predictions. Well, one of the predictions is that gravity and mass and inertia are not equivalent as they are in Einstein's theory or as they are in Newton's theory. And we began measuring the properties, the mass properties of basically a simple harmonic oscillator. That's a little gadget that vibrates back and forth called a tuning fork.
Did you have that with you, didn't you?
And we had it with us at the Coral Castle.
Right.
And we had it hooked up through a standard frequency reference, which is called a crystal oscillator, which is quartz-based. And we had a computer program and laptops recording the data. And hours and hours and hours, we'd had like about a week in June when we were there. And we went there in June because on June 8th, an event happened which hadn't happened for 122 years, which was a transit of the planet Venus across the surface of the sun,
right.
as seen from here. And I got the bright idea, borrowed from a Nobel laureate named Maurice Allais in France, who got his idea of basically studying an eclipse back in 1954, to wonder what a passage of a planet in front of the sun would do in the hyperdimensional model if I could measure a tuning fork's vibration and do it in an interesting place that might have its own unique properties in terms of amplifying the signal, and that was Coral Castle. So to make a long, long story short before the break here, we got some astonishing results, which we have not published yet because we're trying to do some laboratory tests so we know what we're talking about. This is so revolutionary. This is so exciting, and it's so confirming of the hyperdimensional model that I wanted to be extremely cautious and conservative. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, but you can say it worked.
So we can say it worked. And then what I want to do is I want to come on, once we publish this paper, which I'm working on the first of a series, we'll come on here and we'll lay out for people how they can get the same equipment, because it's very cheap, and they can help us replicate all over the country, all over the world, these extraordinary results.